This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 15 Pentecost underscore Monday underscore CE. First posted September 6, 2010. Psalm 10:12-15, 17-19. Deliverance from the wicked. Paraphrase, O Lord, arise and lift your hand. Don't forget those who are afflicted. The wicked reject God and think to themselves that God will not hold them accountable. You see and make note of trouble and aggravation, so as to deal with it. The unfortunate should commit themselves to hope in the Lord, because He is the helper of the fatherless. Break the hold of the wicked and evildoer. Root out his evil until there is none left. The Lord listens to the requests of the meek. He gives them encouragement. He will hear and give justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that worldly people may no longer cause terror. Commentary, the wicked and evildoers seem to thrive and succeed for a time, and they continue their evil and wickedness because they think they will not be held accountable. But there is a day of judgment coming for everyone who has ever lived. The Lord knows each one of us and everything we do. We cannot conceal and deny what we have done in this lifetime. The way of the world is for the rich and powerful to dominate the poor and powerless. God's way is to not fight back but to submit, humbly trusting in the Lord for help and ultimate justice. Jesus is the perfect example of God's way. He was God in human form. He is the King of the universe. He did nothing evil or wicked, ever, and yet worldly people afflicted and killed him. But he trusted in God's word and humbled himself, even unto physical death. And God gave him help and ultimate justice. God raised him from physical death and made him the eternal King above all kings. Jesus and the Word of God promise that Jesus is going to return to judge the earth at the end of the age. The judge and the standard of judgment will be Jesus Christ. Those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord, Boss, and have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been spiritually reborn. John 3:3-5-8. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit during this lifetime, and will enter God's eternal kingdom in heaven. Those who had rejected Jesus and had refused or failed to trust and obey him will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil. Matthew 25:31-46. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me, I was sick, and ye visited me, I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, for I was anhungered, and ye gave me no meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee anhungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. to Thessalonians 1:5-10, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing, with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe because our testimony among you was believed. In that day, no one knows when Christ will return, but it could be at any moment. Whether or not we are still living when Christ returns, we will all be accountable to him for what we have done in this lifetime. No one knows whether we will be alive tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation, our only sure chance to turn to Jesus and be saved from eternal condemnation. We have been given God's word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in human flesh. John 1:1-5:14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We have been given the freedom to choose whether to believe God's word or not. God's word contains both great promises and terrible warnings. We will either receive the promises by obedient trust in Jesus Christ, or we will receive the penalties the warnings were intended to help us avoid. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 19:2, above? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.